Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, buenas noches, our Mayan AfterBuzz watchers. We're talking about episode 4, Murcielago Zotz of Mayans MC. Let's see, we got some rebels without a clue, known as the Concerned Citizen Coalition. The Galindos, Emily is stepping up as a cartel wife. How about that? Jimenez, that DEA agent, knows some stuff about Felipe that his sons don't know. And Coco's got a daughter. Lots to cover tonight. We'll be back in a sec.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Mm-mm. Sweet Jane. The music on the show I love.
Right?
It's like, it always gets me.
This is Sweet Jane. It's a cover.
Yep.
It's a cover song by Diana Gameros.
I love it.
Yeah. It's got that nice haunting,
looming. Distrust going on in the background.
I gotta say, there wasn't very many things that were sweet in this episode, to be honest.
It's the show.
Yeah, it is a bloody, bloody show.
Yeah.
A lot of betrayal, a lot of secrets being held. My name is Jorge Bayo, and to my left is...
Hey guys, Linda Antwi here.
What's shaking, guys? So we got a lot to cover today, but Linda, overall thoughts?
I thought it was a great episode. I think that this episode is finally like settling down the amount of information that's coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see the backstories, and I thought, wow, there is a lot of lying and deceit going on in this little show here. It's fantastic, though.
It's fantastic. It's when we're getting a little bit more insight into some of the other characters' lives as well, like Coco, which we'll cover later.
Felipe,
you know, it's always it's a long road on the first season of a TV show because you're getting a lot of names thrown at you.
Yep.
You're getting a lot of storylines thrown at you, and like, wait a minute, who are these people and why do we care?
Yep.
And I think finally in this episode, we're finally getting some real reasons to care.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. And we're starting to finally feel like, okay, we're getting the background. Mm-hmm. They're laying the foundation and we're understanding like how complex all the characters are.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and it's not just about Easy story anymore, too, with his flashbacks, even though we did get another good flashback on that one.
Yeah, not at all.
Uh-huh.
Felipe. But, even Angel, yeah. Oh my goodness, Angel!
So much happening. Why don't we just jump right on into
it
then? Okay. So the Concerned Citizen Coalition, led by this Alice chick and the kids on her land. What do we think about them?
Oh well, we're talking about the races that are picking off the Hispanics and stealing the drugs.
Wait, let me guess. You're not a fan of racism?
I mean. Obviously not.
Who is?
So I thought it was interesting to introduce this family or this coalition because now we have a second coalition, right? But this one is kind of jumping in on the drug turf as well.
Well, they started off as just a militia.
Right.
Just a militia killing
border jumpers.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then they found the border jumpers that were carrying the oxy, and now there's this other dude in the fatigues.
Yeah, and we found out his name, did we not?
Cole. Yeah.
And that's a whole deeper story because we now know that Cole just killed that whole coalition.
Right.
Right, cleaning up loose ends.
Right.
And what I thought was interesting about this whole storyline is that when they found Dennis, so they go to the house, they find out that all the coalition is pretty much shot military-style headshots, and then they find Dennis, he starts running. It was Angel that shot him, and then it was Angel that actually ended up killing him, even though Bishop said, bring him back alive.
Right.
Right? And then we see, fast forward to when they're burying them, and him and Coco are backing like the rebels against the Galindos.
Right.
But I also think that they are going to be in bed with this coalition. And Dennis was about to snitch, and that's why he killed them.
Well, he was. I don't think they're in bed with the coalition just yet. The way it looked to me was
Angel.
Right. Yeah, Angel. Yeah, he wasn't about to snitch on Angel because he doesn't know anything about Angel. Angel's trying to still sell those 6 keys of heroin from last episode, right? The 9 keys that became 6.
Mm-hmm.
So he's seeing this opportunity with this new dude, Cole, and wants to get into bed with him.
Yeah, but I feel like there might be more of a backstory because when we were looking at the preview for next week, he's like, you have to do this.
Right. But they haven't met yet. I mean, the first time that they meet is actually in front of that bar, I want to say, or behind that bar in that alley, and they have that fight, and he punches him in the throat, like, real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I feel like there might be more to it. I see what you're saying, and that's probably true, but I feel like there might be some history there, because there's always history with Kurt.
Well, what I'm picking up from what I saw was, so the coalition got into bed with this dude, Cole, who is some sort of military...
Military racist,
apparently, who was also in jail with Easy because that was part of Easy's flashback, right? So the coalition themselves must have been pretty weak, so he takes them out. And now the reason that, from what I'm saying, the reason that Angel takes out Dennis and takes his finger, we'll look at that later on, is to get in contact with that dude. Cole, the dude in the fatigues, in order to sell off those 6 keys that they still need to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His backstory, I think, is connected to Easy. Yeah.
In prison.
Yeah.
So we'll find out how that all plays out. But it's all intertwined for sure.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. And the matriarch of that coalition family, Alice, she was not in that room. So she may still be around as well.
Yeah, she's still around because we didn't see her, right? Mm-hmm. We saw just most of the other guys except for Dennis. And when Dennis was being shot by Angel, he's crying out for his mom. Like, where is my mom?
Right? So. Isn't that the way? Yeah, you're either crying for your mama or you're crying for God at the end of the day.
Oh, that sounds so terrible.
So sad.
Yeah, but...
R.I.P., Dennis.
R.I.P. Really, bye, Dennis.
Yeah, but the fact that he's even hiding that from Bishop, that Angel is hiding that from Bishop,
that's
that conversation that he and Coco were having, if the club does find out, those guys could end up with a bullet in their heads.
That's why I feel like my original thought that something's going on because I wrote the note. So Angel shoots Dennis, and then he lies to Bishop about Dennis getting away. Why? Why would he do that?
Because he's trying to make the connect. He lied to Bishop about him getting away because he's got the phone. He got the Dennis's phone. So he's trying to get the phone in order to connect with that dude Cole. Because he didn't know Cole's name, but he didn't know his name beforehand until he found out at that moment.
Yeah, but you can still do that. You can still have the phone and do the connect. You don't have to lie to Bishop. Like, why would you lie? That's the part that doesn't make sense. Unless there's something else going on.
Because he wants to find Cole before Bishop does in order to sell the drugs.
But Bishop already found. We already know where Cole is.
I don't think Bishop knows where he is just now.
Yeah, because Bishop had them follow Cole to the bar.
Right.
Right? So he has eyes on this Cole guy. Mm-hmm. So I guess the part that maybe is not connecting for me is why would Angel have to lie about this Dennis guy getting away if you already have his phone?
I think he's just trying to cover his bases. Quite honestly, I think he's trying to keep Bishop in as much of the dark as he can keep him in the dark in order to play his little game behind the scenes,
right,
in order to sell
rebels.
with the rebels and
selling the drugs.
Because remember what happened to Jimmy in the last episode, right? With the Chinese cartel.
Yeah, I mean, they're all playing a really crazy fine line with this.
Yeah, I'm just,
and that actually ties into when it was Bishop that I think was talking to Easy. No, Marcus.
Yeah,
Marcus was talking to Easy, and saying he's going to LA and all of that. But he was asking how it was for Angel to be a sponsor, and usually they don't let blood sponsor blood.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to it, you have to choose the club. The club comes first, which I thought was really interesting, given the fact that
very foreshadowing.
They're both doing not side deals, but they're both doing shady things behind the club's back.
Right. Easy's got like that deal going on, and then he's got another deal going on underneath that one.
And then Angel's got his little drug side thing that he's doing with.
Yeah, the whole idea of like trying to help the rebels out in order to push out Galindo to save the club. I mean, it's just so. It's so risky. I don't get it.
The brothers are in deep for sure.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, what is going to happen when the other brothers find out? When the rest of the Mayans find out? It's crazy.
We know what's going to happen. They're all going to die.
There's going to be some shootouts for sure.
Yes.
Why don't we slide into a little bit of the Galindos now versus Los Olvidados?
So. My thoughts on this whole thing. So first of all, I think that Emily was badass.
Yeah.
In this episode. I think that she really has decided that she's, like you said, she's going to be like a mobster's wife 100. Mm. And when the mom was talking about whether you're going to be in or out.
In right. or out. You have to make, so a, you have
know
to make
everything
a choice.
You feel nothing, or you know nothing and you feel everything. Right. I think that she's going to choose to jump all the way in. That's what I think.
Well, let's see what happens, because it seems like whatever plan that she had come up with originally...
With the graffiti
mm-hmm. and all that, has been taken to the next level by the killing of the nun.
What did she expect?
Well, she got trampled at the end of it all.
That she did. She got injured.
Yeah.
But I think that that's just going to be par for the course. I think she's going to...
I like how she's digging deeper. I like how she stood up for herself with Devante. When all the guys were mm-hmm. out there, when Miguel and Devante and Nestor were out there, and she was like, no, you guys come here and you listen to this.
Right.
That was a really big move for her, I feel like.
To tell him to not patronize her,
right.
Because he was trying to just downplay her idea, and she stood up for herself. Again, I think that she's probably going to jump all the way in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope so, because somebody's got to get that kid back.
I mean, somebody does. And they're about to. So, speaking of Los
Olvidados,
that little kid, the little snitch kid in the video that he sent, and they're about to find out Adelita's not only her identity, mm-hmm. but her being the leader and their kid, all because of this little kid snitch.
How old would you say that little spy kid is?
The kid snitch?
Yeah, little spy kid.
I probably think he's like 10.
I've never met a 10-year-old that was that on the ball. Ooh, I'm gonna pretend I'm playing a video game and sneak a video of his family.
Technology's everywhere now. These kids do it all the time.
I don't think I've ever met a 10-year-old that.
There are some pretty tech-savvy kids out there.
Okay.
There really, really are. So it's about to go crazy with this. As soon as they see this video, mm-hmm. it's gonna be like Nestor shows the video. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the whole reason that the nun was killed, because you saw the video.
Oh, I didn't get that.
You didn't catch that?
No, I didn't get that.
Because the video that the kid took was of the nun caring for Cristobal.
I didn't
in the back
that
of the van.
The same nun.
It was the same nun, and that's why Miguel was looking at the video, asking who that was, and he was like, "She's one of the Dominicans." Mm-hmm. And he was all pissed off because his family gave all that money to that diocese.
Yeah, but then shouldn't they have their son back then?
Not because the nun was part of the diocese. She wasn't part of Los Olvidados.
Yeah, but she was. Okay.
She was bringing medicine for the kid because the kid had colic or something,
mm-hmm.
or an itchy butt. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, but she shows. I think that was the whole purpose of her being. Gruesomely murdered by the end of it all.
Mm.
You know, it seemed like what M's plan was to make Miguel look like some sort of hero in order to make Los Olvidados
look like the devil.
Mm-hmm. And that was the whole point of the graffiti and the church and turning up the church and everything. And they were all supposed to walk in there and he was supposed to come out and be the savior and be upset about the whole situation.
Yep.
About the whole mess in the church, and but Miguel and Devante and Nestor took it a step further, right, and mm-hmm. murdered the nun that was caring for the kid. So hopefully, I mean, I don't know if the nun had been interrogated before they did that, and they found out where Los Olvidados are, but...
You would think that they would want to do that to get the sun back.
You would think so.
But, I mean, they already know their identity of this group, so we'll see.
He's got a name now.
Yeah, a name and a face.
He's got a name and a face. Yep. He knows that Adilita is the
leader of this coalition.
Yeah, the leader of the rebels. No, let's not get the rebels mixed up with the coalition. The coalition is the racist.
Right. Okay, coalition, rebels. Yeah.
So many things to keep straight. Yeah. I feel like I should be taking a Scantron test at the end of this.
That's hilarious.
Well, yeah, so much going on there. The little spy kid, M, Los Olvidados. What else? We got when M gets trampled and Miguel has to come in there and save her, you know. It's just so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a scary moment for the both of them because she could have been trampled and killed. So
in the previews, we see her in a wheelchair in the next episode.
Yeah, and so she's injured, but she could have been killed. And I think that he realizes that and is saving his wife and also realizes that he's the cause of why she got injured, because he took it to the next level.
Oh, man. And that's the problem. She says it to him from the beginning. You've been fighting this fight the wrong way. The power of the cartel has always been fear and power. Fear and power. And Los Olvidados has been using that against them to infiltrate the society the way that terrorist groups do, right? By turning it on its ear and propaganda and social media and talking about how to kill the devil in order to make Mexico great again. So you had to start thinking about fighting this fight smarter. And it just seemed like they just went back on old habits.
Yep. You're 100% right about that.
You know, I think that M is going to have a problem with that at the end of the day. She knows that they did not follow her plan.
That, or she's going to just dig deeper in. We'll see.
Let's see. Then we got Jimenez and Felipe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole nother thing. So,
are you gonna start?
Yeah. Well, let's see. It starts off with Hilmer coming and dropping off yet another contact number for Felipe to get to Easy, right? And then Felipe driving over to the Mayans' lair, and giving Easy the message, and him then going and meeting meeting Jimenez downtown. And who do we find Jimenez with downtown? His boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what does his boss want? What does his boss want Easy to do?
He wants him to flip Emily against the family, or the deal's off, basically. Yeah.
Do you think that's possible?
No.
No.
And I was so happy that he's like, you know what? Then take my deal. I'll go back to prison, finish out my 6 years, and call it a day. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I'm not doing this family. I'm not putting her in harm's way. And I just love the fact that he wasn't going to snitch, even though he's a snitch.
Yeah. Well, he's not a snitch to the woman that he's been in love with since he was 17 years old.
Right.
You know? Obviously, he's still in love with the girl, right? Every time those two have a scene together, they get those like teenage love eyes, like oh, those googly eyes.
Yeah,
you know,
he still loves her.
They're still in love with her.
But what was shocking to me was that this agent is the second cousin to Easy,
right?
So he has some skin in the game now, because you're tasked to not only handle Easy, you're also handling Felipe, but you're related
handling
to them.
Family.
You're really, and that's why I was asking you when we were watching. So he pulls over and he pukes, and I feel like it was because you're crossing your family, like that's your family, and I also thought too, he was a little bit jealous of the relationship that Felipe has with his two sons, because he never had that relationship with his drunk
Right.
Alcoholic
and
father.
Felipe knew who his father was,
yep.
too,
so,
was another thing.
Yeah.
He knew, he says to him, you know my dad. I thought the throw up was from bad fish tacos or something, or maybe
this
he,
random
you know,
bad fish tacos.
It could be. It's happened to me many a times. You know, I don't know if you've ever had those bad fish taco nights, but man. Was...
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's all that.
But, yeah, so, so Jimenez's boss of the agency gives him a little bit more insight into Felipe and Felipe's background.
Yep.
Right? We don't know who he is. We don't know who Felipe has been since 1985. Felipe Reyes did not exist till 1985. We got some photos from that scene.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's pull those photos up.
Who was he? Ignacio Cortina.
So we're learning a little bit more about Felipe. So we're learning that we know nothing about him. We talked about it last week, like saying like maybe he was part of the MC at some point, but we didn't know. And now we don't even know that his name is not his name and that his social security belonged to a woman that died in that same year.
I have thoughts because this acta, this is from the United States, Estados Unidos, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this is some sort of entry into the United States is what it looks like for Ignacio Cortina, which is who Felipe was. So he's not illegally here.
Okay.
I have thoughts, but I don't know if this is predictions or this is just me musing right now.
Why don't you save it for predictions?
Okay. Okay, I'll save it for predictions. But it's an interesting storyline that they're building for him, too.
Yep.
You know?
Everyone has a backstory.
Everybody's got a backstory.
They'll have different layers. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to find out a little bit at a time. I mean, we're only on episode 4, so we're starting to find a little bit of time about each of these characters.
Well, I think we have time for other things, too, don't we? Like some other YouTube channels?
We do. Huh? Well, I do.
Do you?
Sometimes. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. With fall coming back, there's a gazillion shows on every single day. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
You know, another place where you guys could listen to us in our lovely voices?
iTunes,
yes.
Five stars, iTunes.
You know, if you follow us on iTunes, you can subscribe, you can comment, you can give us 5 stars, you can say how lovely you hear, you know, you love the voices. Hey, have you been working on your growl?
I have not. Yeah, I have.
A little bit.
I practiced.
Yeah, you got a little deeper there.
I got a lot deeper.
Leave us a comment and we'll give you a shout out. Let's get back into it.
Okay. So are we going to talk a little bit more about Felipe?
Let's talk a little bit more about Felipe.
Okay. So well, then we see that Felipe shows up to see Easy, right? Because previously, and what I want to mention, so these notes that he's getting from the DEA agent, they actually mean something, which I love about Kurt. So last week when he got that card,
the anniversary card.
So if you actually called the phone number, it was Gemma Teller at the club, and she said that we can't come to the phone right now because we're all dead.
Uh-huh.
So you actually heard Gemma's voice. So I think that even with this note, we have to start paying attention to the notes because they all mean something.
Okay.
So Felipe shows up to see Easy and tells him that he's being watched by the DEA, that the DEA guy, Jimenez, has said, here's another note for you, and he wants to talk to you. Right. So he's filling in his son on all this stuff. But at the same time, I think that he's not really liking that the feds are really showing up as much as they're showing up. Because they're putting not only his life, but his son's life in danger as well.
They're supposed to be... Well, the whole thing with the feds is they had no idea that the Galindo's kid was kidnapped. That's what... Because Galindo has been making all new moves across the border, right? So when Jimenez's boss comes in and finally drops the bomb... Hey, we found out what's going on. The kid was kidnapped, and now they're having trouble with Los Olvidados, and, you know, the rebels, whatever.
They fear the retaliation.
They fear the retaliation. Yep. We need Easy to flip M, right? So the way that they're going to get Easy to flip M is by putting pressure on Felipe, apparently. That's that's how Jimenez is thinking he's going to do it.
But it's not going to work.
It's not going to work because Felipe is way too strong for that. He's not going to make his kid flip the love of his life. No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I've got a feeling that Felipe is going to get his hands kind of dirty fairly soon.
For sure, because he's going to be protecting not only himself, his legacy, and his sons. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much. He's such a papa bear.
Yep.
Such a big papa bear.
And a smart papa bear, street smart papa bear.
He's a papa bear with a, you know, with an assassin's eye.
Yeah, exactly.
I got an idea who Felipe is.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was Felipe. We covered the citizens, the Galindos, Jimenez. Shall we get into a little bit of baby daddy Coco?
Yes.
What is up with that?
That was a bomb show.
Oh, man. What a way to find out.
Listen, it was all wrong.
All wrong. Yeah. All wrong.
So Coco's younger sister is not his younger... Coco's younger sister is actually his daughter that was raised by his mother as his sister, and she had no idea. He wanted to give her up for adoption because apparently the woman that he hooked up with was like some junkie woman, and he was about to go to prison for 5 years, and he wanted her to have a better life. But the mom's like, no.
We raise our own.
Yeah.
Right. Which didn't turn out much better. She might have had a better chance at life had she been adopted.
Your mom's still hooking to this day? Yeah.
I mean, you picked your mom up on a street corner.
You wonder why she's doing porn.
Yeah.
But the way she found out was really not good.
It was pretty cold, the whole thing, quite honestly. So you go and you're meeting with this dude in the diner who's supposed to be your brother, and he's like, hey, stop telling people that I'm your brother. Well, fine, you don't want anything to do with me? And she runs out, poor kid, right? And then when he comes out to talk to her,
that's where you should have told her.
That's where he should have told her, but his big mouth of a mom, ay, qué hijo, qué puta, cuara, carajo, coño, perdón, pero ese mujer. you know? She's like, go ahead and take your daughter for a ride, have a little daddy-daughter time.
Yeah, it was messed up.
What a way to find out. Yeah. What does the kid do? She runs to the first trucker and is like, get me the hell out of here.
Right. With some benefits.
With some benefits, yeah. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm wondering how that's going to all play out. You know, a lot of you guys hit us up in the comments below, and you think that she's a part of the porn from Sons of Anarchy. What's Vicky? Was that? No, Vicky's this lady.
Oh, Happy's ex-wife. Or Happy's widower. Widow. Happy's widow on Sons of Anarchy. What was her name?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Yeah. If you know her name, shoot it out in the comments. But she's supposed to be part of that whole crew, so we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
I don't know. I mean, there is some distance there. We're talking about a border town and, like, up north.
She's like, in a truck right now.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how Chucky got down south, but, you know.
And speaking of Chucky, why was Chucky following Coco?
Was he following him, or was that coincidental?
Are there any coincidences? And why was he Coco, loco? Like, what was that all about? I know he's, like, unstable, and I love him, crazy Chucky, but I also think, why was he there? Like, why would he be at the diner? Just random? He was at the diner, too?
No, I don't know.
There's no coincidences.
Well, I mean, it's probably going to pay off later, but I'm just wondering, I don't know if he was following him or not. That's a good question. Like, who would have put him to... did he just make the decision?
Well, we also found out in this episode that Angel and Coco are, you know, have their own side thing within the crew. So I don't know. There's eyes everywhere. Last week, they were wondering who was the leak. So maybe... You know, that's his job to find out.
Well, backtracking a little bit, I think that's what that whole scene between Alvarez and Easy was about. Because I think Alvarez has his suspicions about Angel already.
That's what, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's already got his suspicions about him. He's like, listen, if your brother starts, you know.
You back the club.
You back the club, yep. Not your brother.
Yep.
Which means, ooh, this is going to be blood spilled. A lot of blood was spilled in this episode.
Yes.
There was body parts that were cut off, too. Yes. And, oh, it's a little gruesome. Let's get into our most gruesome deaths. All right. What we got here? Most gruesome death.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun.
All right. Bye-bye, Dennis. Ooh, how about this? Slicing off that finger. Ooh. Gross. And then we have this one here with the nun, Galindo's puta. She looks terrible. She looks like she was put through a wood shedder or something. Oh, you know, good shredder. Oh my goodness! Oh my!
Was awesome. we got some. Definitely, they keep these gruesome deaths coming every episode.
I think that's one thing that we don't have to worry about with Sutter, with Kurt Sutter, is that somebody's going to die every episode, and we're going to be able to bring it to you guys here and show it to you. Look at it. And then M's going to get trampled. Oof. Harsh, man. Looks like she was like, I don't know, went a few rounds.
With the bat, right?
Maybe with the bat or something. Or maybe she was carved up.
Something's going on.
Well, that was a lot of the show that we covered.
Yeah.
I don't know if we got any news. Do we have any news today to talk about?
Don't really have any news. I will say that at the opening of this first season, they were asking a lot of the cast, like, who rides the best versus the worst, and no one wanted to call anyone out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kurt said that none of the Mayans are the best riders. It's still the Son of Anarchy crew that were the best riders. That's all he would say. Yeah.
Okay. Well, give them a couple seasons.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Give them a couple seasons. They'll be all right.
They'll be excellent.
Yeah. I think that's all we got for today, then, that we've got it all.
We're going to do some predictions.
Oh, let's get some predictions going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because I am interested. I got ideas. Now, you're
after Buzz TV. You first.
Ladies first, please.
I am still thinking of what my predictions are, so you're going to have to take it away.
All right. I don't know if it's so much of a prediction, but I'm calling my shot. Felipe was once a sicario and government informant.
I can see that. He was 100%.
He was definitely an assassin for some cartel back in Mexico, because you could see how good he is sneaking up on a DEA agent the way he was in the last episode.
Yeah, and
how he handles his weaponries, how methodic and intelligent that he is, and how he does not back down. He does not back down. And then we saw that little piece of paper there that is from the United States. I think that was some sort. I feel like he was some sort of informant for. Because
he also knows how to handle these government agents very well too. So
not back away from them. I think that's going to be revealed a little bit later.
Yeah,
I think. Easy is going to make, after he sees what happened to M and sees how badly she was injured, I think he is going to try to flip her. To get her out.
Wow.
I think he's going to see it as a way of trying to save her.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay.
I think Angel is going to try and track down this Cole dude, the dude in the fatigues that looked like he was like, I don't know, 7'8", and try to sell the whatchamacallits, the six keys of heroin to him. And more bullets.
That's an easy prediction. Yeah,
and I predict more bullets being shot.
I agree with most of what you're saying. I think that There's going to be a twist with Cole and Easy being in prison together, and whether or not this Cole guy turns on them somehow, turns on the club somehow. I think that's all going to play in somehow. I think that Coco's daughter, Letitia, is going to jump all the way into this porn as she's rebelling, finding out that Coco is her dad and not her brother. So I think we're going to see a lot more of her. I think that the snitches that the Mayans are looking for are not going to be the snitches that are actually the snitches. Like, I think that someone's going to be thought of as a snitch, and that's going to come out earlier in the season than we think. And then I think there's going to be a lot of retaliation for this nun getting killed and being called Galindo's puta. And I think Emily is going to have some part of this, some hand in it somehow, whether it's through Easy or through her husband.
All right.
Those are my predictions.
Those are my predictions.
Yes. Guys, if you have any other predictions, comments, whatever, we love hearing from you. I know you guys were super active last week on our show, and the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, the beautiful, we take it all, so we appreciate you guys watching.
Yeah, we take the good, we take the bad, we take the rest, and there you have.
Yes.
The facts of the Mayans. Okay. the Mayans facts.
Yeah.
The Mayans facts. My name is Jorge Payo. You can find me on all of my social media at The El Jorge. Where can they find you?
Guys, Linda Antwi, all across social media. Linda is so girly. Hit me up. Let's continue this conversation.
Right on.
Bye for now.
Ciao, ciao. Adios.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.